What am I going to look like in heaven? The answer to that and other questions on this edition of Key Light.
Hi, I'm Mike Kellogg, and you are now listening to Key Light, where you can find honest answers to honest questions about God's Word. Now, here is Steve.
Thanks, Mike, and welcome Pete Alwinson, Pete's my pastor, and appreciate you taking your time and doing this.
Good to be here. You doing all right?
Yeah, I'm doing better than you are. I'm not a pastor. Pete comes in on, for those of you who are new, Pete comes in on Fridays and we answer questions together. Do that for a number of reasons. One of them is that we're very pro-church at Key Life. We believe that it's the only institution that's going to be around when everything else is gone. Key Life, Campus Crusade, InterVarsity, and Focus on the Family are all going to die, but not the church, because the church is the only one that's the bride, so we want to make a statement. And so I invite my pastor to come on Friday. Secondly, I say some really dumb things. I might need somebody to help not say dumb things, but to correct them. And thirdly, he's my pastor and he knows dirt on me. And fourthly, he's on the board and they pay my salary. And I don't have dumb written on my forehead. So, Pete, I do very much appreciate your doing it. By the way, we love to get your questions, but you got to write them down. Send them. Key Life, Post Office Box 5000, Maitland, Florida, 32794. Key Life, Canada, Post Office Box 32150, Cambridge, Ontario, N3H5N3. Or you can email us at steve@keylife.org with your regular mailing address if you want a response. And you always get a response from me or a staff person or on the broadcast or in the magazine. And don't use the 1-800 number. 1-800-KEY-LIFE. You can get the magazine with Pete's article. As goes the church, so, no, as goes the, what is it, the men, so goes the church.
As a man, yeah, right, there you go.
Well, you offended a lot of feminists with that title.
Boy, Key Life took a huge risk.
But it's so good, you guys are going to like it. And so you get the magazine free, you get the tapes free, you can get the pamphlets, Christian meditation we're offering free, you can make a contribution, but you got to write out your questions. And we'll get to these questions. In just a moment, but Pete, why don't you lead us in prayer?
All right. Father, we do bow in your presence today. Again, just grateful that we belong to you and that you came after us. Father, we thank you for your goodness and mercy, your kindness, that you are the only Father that we ever really needed, and now we know you through Christ. We honor you, and we're grateful for your grace and mercy, and we just come to you now asking that you would open our minds and hearts and teach us as we look at some of these questions. We look ahead to worship this weekend and pray for our leaders. Pray for our pastors and priests and teachers and those who will stand before us and lead us and give your word to us. We pray that they would give it strongly and boldly and yet graciously as well, reflecting your heart for us. May you be honored and glorified. Be with Key Life in this ministry. Steve, fill him continually with your spirit and continue to use him to draw others to Christ. And now we give you our time and we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. When you were praying for pastors and their families, one of the staff people gave me a registration for our Poop Pastors Conference. I am looking forward to the conference and to the ministry to my tired soul.
Mm.
Pastors, and you don't have to be a guy who's falling apart to be a part of this. I mean, this is gonna change your life if you're a pastor. And those of you who have the money, pay for your pastor to come to this thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's our Poop Pastors Conference. It's in January, toward the end of January. If you go on our webpage or give us a call, we'll let you know. But we're going to have a great time when it's cold every other place here in Orlando. Our Poop Pastors. Dan Allender's going to be here. Pete Alwinson's going to be a part of it. Peculiar People Do Drama.
Mm.
Buddy Green's going to be singing. We're going to have panels and discussions. We're going to laugh, eat good, have a great time. And if you'd like to be a part of this, the brochures have gone out recently. Let us know. We would love for you, if you're a pastor, to be a part of the, poop pastor's company. You don't like that title. Call it ecclesiastical and existential renewal in the context of post-modernity, and you will feel like, and it's held at Reformed Theological Seminary.
Well, that's right.
A partnership with us. So we can't do, in an academic setting, a poop pastor's conference. It just doesn't fit.
And everybody's, every pastor I know gets pooped out quite often.
Oh, I'll tell you, I've been a pastor for 12 years. When I think about it, I get pooped. We got to get to these questions.
All right.
This is an email. What will our resurrection bodies look like? That's the question. But I have existential concerns here. Will I have hair in him?
Yeah, I think you will. Probably. You know, it raises the question. You've often said that when people meet you in public, they say, that's not what I thought you'd look like.
Right. It's generally, I didn't think you were that ugly.
Yeah, I know what they say. But I think there's a sense in which we will probably say,
that's the real you.
Yeah. I mean, I think that we will, yeah, that's right. We will say, hey, that's the real us. And we are body and soul. We were meant to be that way. And so the body is very much a part of our humanity.
Will we recognize each other?
Yeah, I think so. What do you think?
No, I think so, too.
I
think those places where we're given reference about that which follows in terms of immortality,
mm-hmm.
Moses on the Mount of Transfiguration, Elijah,
mm-hmm.
The parables that Jesus told, there was a sense at which there is recognition. Even when they tried to get him about the marriage question,
right.
The brothers that kept marrying the mm-hmm. same lady.
Mm-hmm. First century Jewish theology seemed, at least, to think that there would be continuity and that you would know your former spouse.
Yes.
So I think there's continuity between this life and the next life is more real than this. So I would say, why wouldn't we know?
Well, our resurrection bodies, do you think Jesus, being the first fruits, that his body is what we saw at the resurrection is kind of what we're going to be?
Yeah, I think so. I think that's what sort of wrapped up in that idea of first fruits. What do you think?
No, I agree.
Yeah.
I think so, too. I don't think we're given a lot of specifics.
No, that's why we're kind of going back and forth.
Exactly, exactly. Buttrick used to say from his pulpit at Harvard, he'd hold up his little finger, and Buttrick was not an evangelical.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to remember, he was at Harvard, and he loved Jesus. And, when a dog plays checkers, you don't criticize his game. You're just glad he's playing. And he's one of my all-time favorite preachers, even though I didn't agree with him. But he was basically very orthodox, and he used to hold up his little finger and say, this little finger is coming back. And I think in our Apostles' Creed, we say something similar when we talk about the resurrection of the body.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I just look at the resurrection, it's not just matter, though matter,
mm-hmm.
walking through walls, appearing in places, recognizable,
mm-hmm.
powerful,
that's right.
healed,
mm-hmm.
healthy.
That's right, and never to be sick again. I think, in contrast to that Robin Williams movie a few years ago, What Dreams May Come, if you remember that, did you see that?
I'm Mr. Pop culture. Of course I did.
Yes, of course.
No, I didn't.
You didn't think that one. I know you are, but yes. But anyway, that is one of those weird, weird movies where heaven is sort of what you want it to be, and I don't believe that's what it's going to be like at all, and people can change forms given their druthers. I don't think that's what it's going to be like.
Hey, guys, be careful about having a theological position based on a film.
Yes, oh, man.
I mean, listen, read the stuff they say and the speeches they make, and you'll know how wrong they are about everything. And it should be assumed that they're wrong about this, too.
Absolutely.
That's another question altogether.
It is.
I got a lot more to say on that, though. I just want you to know. This is from California. The scriptures seem to suggest that God's favor is poured out upon those who walk in obedience. My interpretation of your teaching suggests that this may not be the case. If I'm reading you right, could you straighten me out on this?
That's from California. California needs to be straightened out. Come on.
They all need to be straightened out in California.
All right, what's your view on that?
By the way, Pete is from California, and that's why I'm kidding about it. There's a sense in which you're reading me right. I think one of the most dangerous things we can do, because it puts the whole thing of obedience in the wrong box. I know some of the most obedient people I know are dead from horrible diseases. And some of the most disobedient people that I know are rich, have yachts, live in castles, and have everything they ever wanted.
Mm.
So you got to be careful, because when you start pontificating, be obedient, and everything's going to be blessed, it's just not. That's divine earthly retribution or divine earthly blessing. And I don't believe that, at least the Bible teaches. Now, there is. There are benefits to obedience.
Mm-hmm.
But I also think there's a, and the scripture supports that there are benefits to obedience.
Oh, sure. You're not denying that. But.
Oh, of course. The Ten Commandments are the best way to live.
Right.
I mean, but you've got to be careful about the correlation, because it can cut your legs off in terms of grace.
Mm-hmm.
And I say this to my students. I can't be presumptuous about it, but some of the best sermons I ever preached were preached when I was sinning the most.
Mm-hmm.
When I was angry at Anna, when I was thinking things I shouldn't think, when I was divisive, when I wasn't faithful, some of the best sermons I've heard. And that's not generally true, but it has been true.
Mm-hmm.
And God said, I just wanted to show you that it's not your obedience, it's my love.
Mm-hmm.
It's not your faithfulness, it's my faithfulness. The imputation of my righteousness makes all of the promises and the requirements of the covenant are fulfilled in Him. When Jesus said it's finished, it really is finished.
Mm-hmm.
And so sometimes we do bad, and He does good.
For us.
Yeah. And sometimes we do good, and it seems like it comes out bad.
That's right.
So you got to be careful about making that. But I think generally, there are very great advantages to obedience.
Mm-hmm.
I think a pastor who is obedient probably will have a ministry. I'm talking about a focus of obedience. I think that his ministry will be blessed. Well, I think if you were consistently sinning in rank ways, I don't think our church would be as vibrant and as alive and the lives changing that we're seeing in our church.
Well, you know, there is no such thing as a secret, and our sins do find us out, and He doesn't honor. He's a holy God. But
yeah.
you're right, keeping in mind what you said.
Yes.
That it isn't, that His blessing is not always tied, it's not tied to our goodness.
Yes, that's true.
In spite of it, most of the time.
So, I think sometimes God messes us up, because grace is so hard to understand. And so sometimes there's not a apology. But I know that what we just said, or what I said, He didn't say much. But what I just said kind of bothers me too. I want you to know that. But I think it's true. I really do.
Well, I just think that the only way you can explain how some of these major national figures messing up and some still being blessings to this day is we gotta go.
Key Life. It's a listener-supported production of Key Life Network.